it's tick season in Wisconsin. According to the CDC, Wisconsin ranked fourth in the country for Lyme disease in the most recent reports. Every year, roughly 30,000 Americans are diagnosed with Lyme. That's not counting other tick-borne illnesses like tularemia and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And ticks aren't the only potentially disease-spreading bloodsuckers around. No surprise, Wisconsin, we also have mosquitoes. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How are ticks and mosquitoes in your area? Give us a field report from your latest hike or maybe your own backyard. And what would you like to know about protecting yourself from diseases carried by ticks and mosquitoes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Lyric Bartholomew is a professor in the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Lyric, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be back.
I heard from some friends with anecdotal reports. They saw ticks out and about pretty early this year, at least according to me, it seemed early. What is our tick season here in the state?
Yeah, it really potentially can span all year round if the weather is right. So this year we had some early warming and we maybe saw some tick activity a little sooner than we would have otherwise. And it got chilly again and that kind of went away. Now we're just running right about on par with what we see most years. And we're seeing, you know, a lot of tick activity right now. So the time is just right for this conversation, Rob.
We have a few different types of ticks that show up in Wisconsin. Who are we most worried about seeing when it comes to something like Lyme disease?
Yeah, the real public health enemy number one is the black-legged tick or deer tick. That's unfortunately the tick that in this time of the year is out in a life stage or life cycle stage that's a juvenile and it's really small. So big part of the problem with the black-legged tick is that its juvenile stage is like poppy seed size. And a lot of people maybe encounter that tick when they're out and about, maybe in their backyards, like you said, or out hiking, and might not ever see it because it's just like the size of a freckle. And that's really the one that really gets us, unfortunately.
Okay, Lyme disease, I just learned today the first clinical description of that bullseye pattern that sometimes comes along with that Lyme disease tick
from
bite.
From Wisconsin.
Yep. I did that thanks to Wisconsin Watch. I just found that out. And we were at early hotspot. It was like northeastern U.S. and Wisconsin for some reason. Has that carried through the decades?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, the CDC has ranked us really high in the sort of number of cases that we see compared to other states in the nation. And that's related to our beautiful outdoor landscape, our forests and our deer and our mice. So we have just the perfect storm of habitat and hosts for that particular tick that will transmit Lyme.
Let's hit some of the practical advice here, Lyric. First of all, if I want to go hiking and I don't want a tick to attach itself to me in the first place, what can I do to protect myself?
Yeah, you know what I like to think, Rob, is that we go out into beautiful places and we'll see signs that say, like, don't feed the deer and don't feed the bear. And I think we should make signs that say, don't feed the ticks. I totally agree. So we can do a few things that maybe don't feel very fashionable, but are really practical for tick prevention. We can wear long pants and long sleeves, too, and ideally kind of light colored. We can tuck our pants into our socks and prevent ticks from having entry into the cuff of our pants. They're not jumping. They're not falling off of trees onto us. They're really coming at ground level onto our bodies. So preventing that initial access is really important. And then if you've got light colored clothes on, when you get home, you can more easily detect the ticks on your clothing before they actually get on your skin. So that's helpful. I would say also, if you go out and hike with your best friend, with four legs, that you also keep those animals and pets protected from tick infestation so that there's no chance that the animal will bring home a tick that might get onto you. I think that there's some really great repellents out there that are available. The most obvious one is one that might contain DEET and say on the label that it will protect you from ticks. So we have a bunch of those strategies. And then We really recommend that when people get home from being in an area where they might have come in contact with a tick, that they take off those clothes and get them into the washing machine and dryer, and then get themselves into a shower, use a washcloth or a loofah or something, and scrub your skin and get any ticks off of you that way. And ideally, you sort of check around on your body too, but there are parts of our bodies that unless you have a really flexible neck, you would not be able to see. So doing the shower and washing them off might be a really good prevention measure too.
Talking to Lyric Bartholomew with the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine, talking about tick season. We'll get into some mosquitoes in just a bit as well, and the illness risks those pests can carry. And you could join in with your encounters, your questions, your stories at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Ryan is with us in Stevens Point. Ryan, hi.
Hi. Hi, Rob. Love your show. Thanks for everything you do.
Thanks.
We moved into a house in Stevens Point and did not know this, but the backyard was full of deer ticks. And my wife and I both got Lyme disease the first summer we were living here. And so we kind of, and we have four kids, and so clearly we wanted to figure out how to manage this. And so we've gotten into nightly tick checks, which I actually think if you're living in Wisconsin and you like to play outside, learning to look for ticks on a regular basis is a huge way to help yourself just enjoy the outdoors and not be a victim to it. But you know, anytime you feel a little bump somewhere in your body, for me and my wife, we're always kind of like, what is this? And, you know, not panicking about it, because it can kind of, the terror of Lyme disease, everyone knows people who have had Lyme, and the terror of it can almost be worse than, you know, the disease. And depending on who you are and how much anxiety you struggle. So really learning the symptoms of it and, you know, what to look for if you do get bit, having a protocol set up. I know my brother is a pharmacist, and so understanding the antibiotic treatments that exist, you know, if you get bit within 72 hours, it's a one-pill antibiotic, which I know antibiotics have a very varying opinions out there. But for me, that's a very comfortable thing. I've jokingly said I feel like they should sell that pill in vending machines in Wisconsin just to make it accessible, because sometimes it can be hard to acquire that antibiotic with.
Ryan, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. A lot there, Lyric. First of all, before we get to the treatment, a really important point from Ryan, you know, I still think of like, oh, you get ticks when you go for a walk in nature. And that could be in nature. It could be your backyard. I'm seeing cities are seeing more ticks with Lyme disease as well. It's not just that walk in the woods we're worried about.
That's right. We're really starting to see a situation where, just like Ryan said, and really thank you for the call, Ryan, and for being such a great spokesperson for public health and tick-borne illness related issues. We're absolutely seeing this phenomenon where ticks are invading people's yards. In fact, I'm up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin this week with a team of researchers from our Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease on the UW campus. And we're doing a research project on ticks in people's backyards and how to control them. And so that is increasingly becoming an issue. And so being empowered with the understanding and doing regular tick checks and just making that part of your practice so you can be outdoors in Wisconsin, because it's so important for our well-being to be outside and so important to not be living in fear of these ticks when we have ways we can intervene.
Ryan, thanks for that call. And Lyric, can you talk a little more about that part of the story, the treatments that we have for Lyme?
I can a little bit. You know, I'm a medical entomologist, right, and not an MD, but there are really, really great drugs. And if we can get those into people rapidly, it's super helpful. So as Ryan mentioned, if you're living in Wisconsin and you're in a high-risk area, which is really most of Wisconsin, where lots of ticks are infected with Lyme bacteria, and you find that tick on you and that tick is full of blood, get it off, you know, take it to your clinician, and you can get sort of a preventative dose of doxycycline, or there's a couple other antibiotics too if you're allergic to doxycycline. And then, you know, if you haven't caught it that quickly, but you know you've had a tick exposure, then within a couple of weeks, if you start to see signs and symptoms, it's great to be able to tell your doctor, like, I know I had this tick exposure on this day, and now I'm feeling like I have a headache and I've got this rash and I feel terrible. All those things are really helpful pieces of information for you to be able to share with your doctor. So you can get that same antibiotic. You'll get a longer course of it. But usually, you know, it's often doxycycline.
Thanks again for sharing that report from your backyard, Ryan. We're talking about tick and coming up mosquito-borne illnesses with Lyric Bartholomew, professor in the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at UW-Madison's School of Veterinary Medicine. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do ticks and mosquitoes impact where and when you go outdoors? If you spend a lot of time outside, around the yard, or out in nature, what are you seeing this year when it comes to mosquitoes and or ticks? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time.
Tomorrow on The Morning Show, a clinical psychologist surveys hundreds of Black and Hispanic teens about their social media use. We find out the extent of online racial harassment and its effects on emotional well-being and academic performance after 7.
Start your day wherever you are with WPR's new weekday morning podcast, Wisconsin Today. Hear all of the top stories from around the state in one quick listen. Subscribe to Wisconsin Today wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today.
It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up the conversation on the threat of ticks and mosquitoes and the diseases they carry and how this season is looking so far with Lyric Bartholomew, UW-Madison Professor of Pathobiological Sciences. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you do to protect yourself from ticks and mosquitoes? Are you seeing a lot of them where you live, where you hike? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ryan joins us now in La Crosse. Ryan, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I own a tick treatment company and mosquito treatment company in La Crosse called Mosquito Joe. And I've had more calls for services for ticks this year than all of last year combined. We've had a major outbreak in this area due to all the flooding, the warmer temperatures. And mosquitoes have been all right because it's been pretty dry over here. But early in the season, it was pretty bad.
Ryan, thanks a lot for sharing that report with us. Actually, Ryan, before you go, does your business really vary a lot from year to year? Are there big years and slow years for you?
With mosquitoes, it's pretty steady because living where we do in western Wisconsin here, we have a lot of bluffs and water around the area. But ticks, this is the biggest I've ever seen in 3 years.
Interesting. Ryan, thanks a lot for that. Lyric, for both the mosquitoes and ticks, as Ryan reported, what kind of things are you seeing?
Yeah, I think exactly what Ryan has seen for mosquitoes, we're seeing across the Midwest that it's been pretty dry actually for quite an extended period of time. I think we all are feeling that in our backyards and gardens. And so are the mosquitoes. So we've had pretty low numbers of what we think of as nuisance mosquitoes, just those really pesky mosquitoes that are out sometimes during the day, some species during the day, some in the evening, that, you know, just come out in swarms and make it really impossible to be in your backyard. Those have been really kept in low numbers because it's been so dry. We are seeing some of the mosquitoes that can transmit things like West Nile and some other pathogens in northern Wisconsin. Those mosquitoes are running about average. So there's still some risk associated with mosquito-borne disease, but the really oppressively bad mosquitoes have, what I'm hearing from across Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota, those numbers have been pretty low.
Ryan, thanks again for that call. Lyric, before we go back to our callers, you know, I hear from time to time there's a concern that climate change could mean that, you know, insect-borne illnesses, tick-borne illnesses that we don't have in Wisconsin so much could migrate northward. Is that something we're seeing or concerned about?
Yeah, indeed. That's something that we've been studying as the Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease. Again, we were tracking the invasion of a mosquito called Aedes albopictus, which is a really nasty daytime biter and also a mosquito that can transmit all kinds of different things, including Zika virus. And And we did find that mosquito in parts of southern Wisconsin. It seems like that it's probably not a really persistent issue, but just south of us in Illinois, that mosquito is becoming progressively more and more expanded northward. We're also experiencing, a situation where the Lone Star tick that people are starting to hear about more may progressively creep northward as the habitat becomes more accessible with warmer temperatures. So it is indeed a concern.
Let's go back to our callers now. Vivian is with us in Green Bay. Hi, Vivian.
Hi. For those folks who have a cabin in the woods or like me who mushroom forage in April, get used to white. White linens on your bed, white walls in the cabin. If you have a dog, put a white sheet on the car seat on your way home. I've seen ticks crawling up a white wall. I gave up the cute sheets a long time ago so I would see ticks in the bed. It helps. They stand out if you've got a real light background.
Interesting, Vivian. Thanks a lot for sharing that advice. What do you think, Lyric?
Yeah, thanks, Vivian. That's exactly the kind of thought process behind wearing light colored clothing when you're out in the woods too, so you can really see them. And I'll just tell you that in my lab, for example, we raise all kinds of mosquitoes, thousands and thousands of mosquitoes. And some of our spaces are entirely white walled and have white cabinets and white countertops for that reason too. So we can see the mosquitoes in that case. It does really help.
Thanks again for that call. Christina joins us now in Glenwood. Christina, hi.
Hi there. Thank you. I live on a 50-acre farm, and my husband planned to work on the fence, so the night before to prep it, he mowed all that area. And then the next day when he went out to work on the fence, he was out there about 2 hours and came in, checked for ticks. He had 16 on him. And the strange thing that he mentioned, and I don't know if this is to be expected, but he said each of those little bite areas itch. And then the other thing with respect to mosquitoes, we are now seeing mosquitoes biting during the day, which is very unusual. So those are my two tick and mosquito.
Christina, thanks a lot for that call. And that reminds me, we had a follow-up question from Doug in Sanger, who asked if we can go through the proper tick removal procedure. I'm hoping Christina's husband for those 16 ticks did this. What do we do when we remove that tick, Lyric?
Yeah, it's really important when you have a tick on you to follow really strict guidelines from, I like the ones from the Centers for Disease Control, but you can find them on the websites of any Department of Public Health website where there's lots of ticks. But the best thing is to have a really sharp tweezers that you can use to get really close to your skin on the head of the tick and grab on there, right where the skin and the tick meet, and slowly and deliberately pull the tick out. Sometimes we hear people say that they'll use Vaseline to cover the tick, or that they'll use toothpaste, or that they'll, the worst is to take a match to the tick and try and burn it out. Those things may work to get the tick to back out of you, but it could also be that you cause the tick to sort of purge its contents into your skin, so it could increase the chances that you get a tick-borne illness as a result, and also you could hurt yourself. So using a sharp tweezers is really the best way to go. Hopefully that helps.
And also our caller mentioned noticing mosquitoes biting more during the day. Do we have different types of mosquitoes who might be more active during the day versus twilight?
We do, and it depends just on how hungry they are and whether there are other things around for them to feed on. There are certainly species in Wisconsin that are native to Wisconsin that are daytime feeders. We actually have a 50 plus different species of mosquito in the state. This has been a really weird year. It could be that because it's been so dry, maybe there's some other things that the mosquitoes would normally be feeding on that just aren't around. But if you think there's any chance that you have Aedes albopictus in your yard, Christina, we'd be really interested to come and check that out. So if you can get one of those mosquitoes and take a picture of it and send it to us, we'll be keen to understand if there's something different going on in your backyard.
Thanks, Christina, for sharing that. Matt is with us now in Waukesha. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you? Hey, I don't know if anybody talked about permethrin. I love this stuff. I've been a hunter for about 50, 55 years. I'm turkey hunt. I sit in the grass, everything. When I put this stuff on my clothing, I never, ever see a tick. I've never had Lyme disease. I've never had a tick on me. I think it's the greatest stuff in the world. And for dogs, I've used the topical treatment on the dogs. In my opinion, it doesn't work. What I found really works is that some Simparica Trio, that it's the dog swallows it. They don't even attach to them. They don't even like them. They seem to run from them.
Matt, thanks for the call. Permethrin and other repellents. Lyric, do you have a favorite for ticks or to prevent ticks?
Oh, this is great. I am so glad you brought this up, Matt, because the permethrin is a really important part of our general procedures in the lab for protecting people from ticks. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to put anything on your skin. You put it on your clothes. You can actually wash your clothes repeatedly with this stuff, and it will stay with your clothes. You could buy clothes that are already treated and protect yourself that way. So, you know, it's a repellent, and it would kill any tick that comes into contact with you. So that is, it's a really great insecticide that works really, really well. And there are some great products out there now for dogs. I agree. So there's the collars too. I've had pretty good luck with my dogs and using flea and tick collars, but I like the oral things like NexGard for also keeping your dog tick free.
Thanks a lot for that call. And just our last half a minute, Lyric, can you leave us with a little message, a little encouragement to enjoy the outdoors tick free?
Yeah, I really think that our well-being depends on being outside and forest bathing and enjoying Wisconsin outdoors. So just do it safely and don't feed the ticks and don't feed the mosquitoes.
Lyric, thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Lyric Bartholomew, professor at UW-Madison's Department of Pathobiological Sciences at the veterinary school there. Talk about this summer's tick and mosquito season.